Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.
Now, I am thrilled that this particular person is on the Isle of Man at the moment, because you'll have heard me talking recently and playing recently music by Annabel Lauren, that we know probably better as Annabel Curfey, formerly of Spaghetti and the Hoops, but now doing fabulous things with her own solo material. Annabel, you're on the island.
I am. I'm back.
I get to catch up with you in person.
Yes.
Because where are you living at the moment?
I'm living in Brighton at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, actually Hove, but it's the same thing.
It's a lovely part of the world though, isn't
so
it?
So nice. Yeah, right by the beach as well, which is beautiful.
Fantastic.
So good, yeah.
And did you go there specifically to kind of follow your musical career then?
Yeah, I went to uni, so I went to BIM Brighton, and I've just graduated from that, doing music production and songwriting. Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks.
So has that kind of like changed your whole kind of approach to songwriting and music now then?
Kind of. It's, you know, it's just given me some pointers. It's helped me. I definitely tell, like, I listen to like voice notes of me from like 3 years ago and now, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, I've definitely improved.
I love that voice notes have got you recorded. That's the way it is now. People record stuff on voice notes. So you're actually there with, you know, at least one of Spaghetti and the Hoops, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, Kizzy is over there as well.
Yeah. So it's a good place for Manxies to be, obviously.
And yeah, we seem to be flocking there for some reason.
Which
I think it's
good.
The seaside.
Yeah. It feels like home, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, just with a Primark.
Yeah. Which a lot of people will be very jealous of over here,
yeah.
I'm sure. And what is it like then trying to kind of break in with your music somewhere like Brighton, because I mean it's known as being a musical place, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there's plenty of opportunities. I mean, it's really close to London as well, so you know, it's nice. I've found myself some distributors through that as well, so yeah, it's kind of like it's difficult in a way because there's so much music going on, but mm-hmm. it's also like there is so much, so you can just kind of go anywhere and someone's going to listen, you know. Yeah,
so you've got distribution, so that's really good, because that's quite a difficult thing to do. How do you go about getting something like distribution then?
I actually got it through my brother, because there's a bit of nepotism there. But yeah, it was I used to just do online through DistroKid myself, mm-hmm. Which you have to pay for. And then, just managed to... Usually they say they just kind of reach out to people, so... It's kind of like just being in the right place at the right time, basically. Yeah,
I love that, because it sounds quite old school, like getting a distributor on board, because like you said, loads of people now just go the route of kind of self-publishing and self-distributing, so it's great to have that kind of backing behind. You know, I'm guessing that gets your music in front of a whole host of other people you wouldn't ordinarily get it in front of.
Yeah, so like if you're distributing by yourself, you've kind of got to do, you've got a pitch to Spotify, you've got a pitch to all these different places yourself, and it's a lot of work. I mean, you have got to write the music, you've got to perform it, you've got to record it, like I'm doing everything, so it's nice to kind of have the distributors to take a bit of the, you know, the work off my back and sell my music for me.
Yeah, get it sold. So we've been hearing Cauliflower Cheese, which is a fabulous song.
Yes,
I have to say, tell us a little bit about it, because it is an intriguing title.
Yeah, it's actually about the Isle of Man. Well, kind of. It's about moving away from the Isle of Man. It's called Cauliflower Cheese because the night I wrote it, actually, my mum, I'd been asked to go out by my friends, and I was like, oh, I really don't want to go out. And my mum was like, just made some cauliflower cheese. Do you want some? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do tonight.
Comfort so, food.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then am I right in thinking, from having bumped into her recently, that she might have then broken your heart about the cauliflower cheese?
Is it?
That it may not be a homemade recipe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, she did admit to me that it could have just been from M&S. Disgraceful.
But you know what, hit the spot at the time. That's the important thing. And it's given you a really good single.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, it's had great reception, hasn't it?
Yeah, so it's been on BBC Introducing Sussex and Surrey. And I've had it on a few local radio shows in Brighton as well, which is really cool.
Well done. And then the follow-up to that is 3 a.m. Is that the follow-up
yes,
to that? Tell us a bit about that one.
So that one's about, the fact that I'm always up at 3 a.m. I can't seem to get to sleep. And yeah, just kind of like it's kind of about kind of figuring out, you know, how to live healthily, how to kind of like not give into my vices too much. And yeah, just be comfortable and figure myself out. But I can't seem to get to sleep. It's actually, the first verse is based on a real dream that I had where I was running away from, you know, when you're running in a dream and you can't really run.
Someone's chasing you.
Yeah. And I had like money falling out of my pocket, and this guy was like stealing it from me. I was running through doors and they all just led back to the corridor. So I don't know if anyone a shrink out there, I can you tell me what that means?
Can you diagnose her and make her feel better, yeah, please? Maybe it means actually you're going to be massively successful.
I think so.
Let's just that. Yeah,
I think it just means that I've got to write a great song.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hear that now. We'll play 3am now so people can hear what it is we are talking about.
I think I need to see a shrink, or just for someone to decipher my dreams, 'cause they're getting pretty scary and I don't know what they mean. One minute I'm driving my car, the next I'm running from a madman. I don't know what he wants, he's stealing all my money, my breath feels funny, and all these doors just lead to the same damn thing. I'm getting pretty fed up now and I want to wake up now, but I can't close my eyes, I think I'm paralyzed. Seeing things in my room I don't normally see, like the woman beside me, but she's smiling politely at me. And I should probably get to sleep on time, and I should probably start to drink less wine, and I should probably stop consuming all the THC I do when I try, when I try to get to sleep on time. And I know, yeah, I know my timing's not the best, but I think I'd better go and get some rest, 'cause every time I try it seems that I can't do it. I really need to find a way to help me through it. I think it's all in my head, I need to go to bed. And I should probably get to sleep on time, and I should probably start to drink less wine, and I should probably stop consuming all the THC I do when I try, when I try to get to sleep on time, to get to sleep on time. Don't wake me up, I haven't slept in days. It's taking up all of my headspace. And how am I supposed to dream when all I think about is you? I tried to fly above the clouds just so that I could see the moon, but I need to come back down, I'm getting tired now. And I should probably get to sleep on time, and I should probably start to drink less wine, and I should probably stop consuming all the THC I do when I try, when I try to get to sleep on time. And I wish I would get to sleep on time, and I wish I would start to drink less wine, and I wish, oh, I wish I would stop consuming all the TV series that I do when I try, when I try to get to sleep on time, to get to sleep on time.
That was 3am by Annabelle Lauren. Now, Annabelle Lauren, as we said, formerly Annabelle Curfee. So is Lauren your middle name? Where's
Lauren
that come
from? Middle name, yeah. Okay. I've stolen, my brother uses his middle name as his pseudonym as well, so I've stolen that from him.
So tell us about your brother.
So he's a photographer. He lives in London now, and yeah, he's done very, very well for himself. I'm kind of, you know, like getting everything off his back. I'm
doing
like
some pretty cool things.
Yeah, yeah. I've sat in on a few of his shoots before, and he's really, really good. He's very professional. He is very good at what he does, you know. I know I'm biased, but
so would you let him shoot you then?
Oh, absolutely. I've been begging him. I've been saying, please. And we're trying to set it up. And he's actually just started an online magazine as well, so he's saying maybe a feature in that at some point.
I tell you what, this is another example of how us lot from the island do tend to go off and do amazing things. Like, we're a creative bunch, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Yeah, maybe the island kind of just gives that to us, the creativity element, because there's so many people doing amazing things out there. So 3M we've heard, cauliflower cheese we've heard. What is next for you then? What's on next on the cards?
So I've got another single coming out at the end of this month on the 31st of May. I haven't actually announced the title yet, but I'll do it here. It's called Alone.
Woohoo! I know. Exclusive!
Yeah. It's everyone's saying this is my more folky song, so kind of bringing me back to my Manx roots, maybe.
Excellent. Yeah. And what is the dream then for you and your music? Where would you like to be in, say, like, I'd say 5 years' time, but things move so quickly now. Let's just say next year.
Oh, God, next year. just performing at festivals and gigs everywhere. Getting out there and still writing, releasing. I just want to do music constantly. That's all I want to do, is write and perform and record and let people hear what I've got to say if they want to.
Oh, well, you're in a good place to do it, because Brighton is a good jump off point, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So that's good. So all the very best with it, and do keep us posted on it. Now, you being in Brighton, I'm sure you don't get to listen to Live Lounge very much. I'm not devastated, it's fine. But one of the things we do on New Features is we find out a bit about people from their kind of musical background in a way. So I'm going to throw some questions at you, Annabelle.
Okay.
Do you remember what the first album you bought was, and also what format it was in, whether it was like, you know, vinyl, CD, cassette, whatever?
Oh, it was a CD, and I think it was Michael Bublé, which, you know what? I love Michael Bublé.
Good for you.
You know what? I'll say it loud and proud. I don't feel guilty anymore.
His voice is like chocolate.
Oh, I know. I mean, he's you know, big for a reason, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And he's funny as well in interviews. Exactly. He's a really funny guy too.
Yeah.
So do you like a bit of kind of jazz swing sound of things?
I do. I love jazz. Jazz R&B, like, that's kind of what I listen to now, even though my music doesn't really reflect it, but... Yeah, just honestly a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
well, do you know what? Then I'm going to recommend someone. You probably know them anyway. Have you ever listened to Jill Scott before?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Well, there you go. You see, you already know.
So I know.
Your musical background is on a good track there. Okay, what about, do you remember the first kind of gig that you went to that really sticks in your mind?
Yeah. So the first one I went to was Ed Sheeran with my dad. Newcastle, I think it was, and that was great. We were sitting though, so you know,
you wanted to be up.
I did, I wanted to be. The thing that honestly I was most enthralled by was the fact that he changed guitars every single song, and I was like, oh my God, how many guitars does this man have?
Was it a tuning thing, or was it a sound?
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, and he had like loads of pedals and everything, which I
was he doing the loop station thing?
Yeah, and... he was very, very good.
So do you think that was maybe a bit of inspiration for you back in
Definitely.
The day?
Definitely. Ed Sheeran was like my first inspiration. 100%.
What age were you when you saw that gig then?
Maybe 10 or 11, I think. Yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah.
But I think as well, you took your mum to a gig as well, didn't you?
Well, she took me to a gig. Well, she would beg to differ, to be honest. She hated it. But we went to go see All Time Low and Yumi at 6.
That is a good gig.
It is. It honestly, yeah. I've actually met Yumi at 6 in Brighton because they live there. I've met them outside a club
once. No. Siobhan Fletcher will be very jealous. She will. And then, of course, they've said they're not going to be gigging again after next year.
I know, but he does a DJ set now, the main one.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. He's all right. He's not bad.
See if you could just drop an Annabelle Lauren tune in a set.
Like, oh, do you want to just play cauliflower cheese?
That wouldn't confuse him at all. That is a really good gig. Where was that at?
Manchester, maybe, I think. Yeah, they were doing a tour together, and I think Walk the Moon supported as well, which was
just
fantastic.
Oh, they're so
good.
Yeah. Their videos are awesome.
Yeah, so good.
That's some good standing. All right, then, what about taking you back to the first time you performed in front of people?
God, I think it was a sound check gig, if you know the
sound check. Yes, good old sound check.
In Port Erin, just on the beach. My dad's actually, I think he's got pictures of it on his Facebook, but yeah. It was literally just, I think I'd forgotten my guitar or something, my guitar broke or something. I had to borrow
someone
else's.
I bet Jenny came to the rescue.
Yeah, she did. She was very, very good. It's just a little 30-minute set of covers.
So, excellent. Yeah. Oh, that's so lovely. Do you remember the first song that you wrote then?
Oh, the first song that I ever wrote was, I wrote it with my dad. He's always been very encouraging. And it was called I Love Food. And it was about all the foods I like to eat.
Oh, this ties in so nicely.
Oh my God. Oh my, I honestly didn't even think about that. Didn't even connect it.
From I Love Food to cauliflower cheese. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that,
no.
does it? It's lovely to see you again.
You
and
too.
Do keep us posted, don't you?
Yes,
let us know what festivals you're going to, because you know what, Manxy's love a festival.
Oh yeah, I'm actually at Victorious Fest in Portsmouth. This
Fantastic.
Summer, 25th of August, I'm playing in the morning.
Well, there you go.
Same day as Natasha Bedingfield, which I'm absolutely over the moon about.
Oh, she's ace, isn't she? Oh, well, good luck with that. And hopefully we can get a little Manx contingent over to support you. We'll make banners and all sorts.
Oh, do it, yeah.
We love Annabelle. Or cauliflower cheese. Yeah. That will confuse people.
Oh, good.
Speaking of, would you like to introduce your own song then?
Okay. I'm Annabelle Lauren, and this is my debut single, Cauliflower Cheese.
It's Friday night and I'm in my bed again. I wish I was somewhere with my friends. 'Cause for the next few months I'm not gonna see them. But I got a scrape on my leg from the last time I talked to them. And I'm stuck inside this home, a place I love to call my own. But I'm getting bored looking walls every single day. I kinda miss my old friends, but I fell in love with the moment. I think I like these new ones better. I promise I'm not trying to forget ya. I kinda miss my old friends, but I fell in love with the moment. I think I like these new ones better. I promise I'm trying to forget you. It's Saturday night and I don't wanna go out again. 'Cause it's cold outside and my mum made cauliflower cheese. I miss the way it used to feel, and now it all feels so surreal. Just don't know when I might see anyone again. And I'm stuck inside this home, a place I love to call my own. But I'm getting bored looking at these walls every single day. I kinda miss my old friends, but I fell in love with the moment. I think I like these new ones better. I promise I'm not trying to forget you.
Annabelle Lauren and the brilliantly titled Cauliflower Cheese. Rose is listening in Manchester saying, what a voice, what a talent. I'm sure we'll see great things from Annabelle. We certainly will. And do you know what as well? Well, while she was with me when she was over the other week, we went outside and we recorded a couple of songs on video. So I will post a live version of Cauliflower Cheese acoustically from on Douglas Head when it was another sunny day many, many moons ago, a couple of weeks back. But also she did this for us.
Hello, I'm Annabelle Lauren and here's a sneaky preview of my new single, Alone, out 31st of May. And I close my eyes and see you hate the most.
I tried to keep the company of you, but time just kept on passing by. And I was better on my own, but I just never realized that all I needed was a day or two to make up my own mind.
First chance to hear it. That is a little sneak preview of an acoustic version of Alone. I will post a video of her playing Cauliflower Cheese acoustically on Douglas Head after the show this evening. But how amazing. She also records and produces and arranges all the music herself as well. She's a heck of a talent. She also mentioned that one of her biggest inspirations when she started out was this guy. It is the Live Lounge, so we're going to play a live version. He's not here, unfortunately, of Ed Sheeran's The A-Team. Thanks, Annabelle.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.